Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hey, and tonight, for Psychic Night, we have Vanessa Orr, the MBA with ESP. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah,
this is good. You know, I always get excited, you know, whenever I do it. I have a sign, and I'm going to have to probably save up money to get Barbara a sign. So when I get my $1,200 check, maybe what I'll do is I'll get Barbara a sign, like an on-air sign.
I love that on-air sign. Those are cool in the background.
I'm going to get you an on-air sign so that you can
have
for your because it'll be sort of your birthday present, you know, or whatever, Mother's Day present or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I don't
Mother's
know
Day
you
present.
Call it, but
that's good idea.
But this will be
thank
something.
You.
Whatever I wind up getting, it we'll decide. But I want to get you something to wear that you know you can like Priscilla say, Priscilla, point this sign, you know. And then, you know, Priscilla knows that.
I like those. Well, yeah.
It's a good idea.
Very good about it, actually. But you know what? I like those for when we go on our other platform, when people actually do see us and that's the background, that is a cute thing to do. I love it. That's
so
awesome. So how are you
sign,
doing,
right?
Vanessa? I saw your sign, yes. How are you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well, Barbara. Thank you. I've been studying all week, and it's been glorious weather.
Yes.
Yes. How about it?
The weather.
Yeah.
Oh, the weather is amazing. But
it is.
Okay. Our Huntington beaches have been opened. There is
a
hard
them.
Time for parking, but I drive by a lot, and it's just there's too many people. I still don't feel comfortable getting out because – I was thinking the other day, how many lives would be affected if I came down with the coronavirus? So many. And that is being irresponsible of me as the sole legal guardian for my daughter. Because if
exactly.
I got it, there's yes, we don't have a lot of people around. We don't have any people around here that I could call upon to come take care of me or take care of her without her getting on an airplane. So I have to be ultra careful, and I call it ultra careful as a mom. I'm doing my duty to be that way. And so many people are asking if I will come visit them or get together. And
mm-mm.
I feel that people are being relaxed
nope.
with it lately.
Yes.
Do you feel like that? People are getting relaxed.
Yes. I saw a picture, an aerial photograph of Huntington Beach, and I said, oh, that's where Barbara lives. And then I said, gosh, that's pretty busy down there on the beach. But then I went and did a little research, and I guess Orange County said it's okay to open the beaches, but not the parking lot for beach parking, if I got that correct.
That's correct. But
interesting.
Still, tons of people are down there on the sidewalks. They are not wearing masks. I'd say the majority of them are not. And I just came from the post office, and that made me so nervous. I had anxiety.
Yeah.
People, most of them were wearing masks, but a lot of them weren't, and they're not staying 6 feet apart. So
I'm going to have to
get my packages at home, but I don't want everybody to know my home address either.
Yeah, that's
understandable.
Something
that doesn't make any sense. I've heard people say, well, sunlight kills the virus. Well, why are we indoors?
Yeah, well, I say outdoors in your backyard or outdoors on your driveway. I think that's acceptable. But you're talking to someone. I just told my husband tonight, I said, honey, I said, do you realize that it will be Friday that I haven't been out of our property in a month?
Wow.
So, I know.
That's great.
And I'm very fastidious about him. He, you know, Rich can't. He really needs to go out. They get together at their offices, you know, for his company once a week. But Harris County here in Houston, Texas, one of the judges passed that it was mandatory to wear a mask, Barbara and Jonathan. And if you don't, you will be fined. I thought I read $1,000, but the governor said, yeah, that they wouldn't do that. So I think there's a lot of people want to be helpful with the ideas and the rules and the guidelines, but we're just not there with one common thread.
No, but you're so fortunate to have a wonderful piece of land where you feel like you still have that space when you go out. Don't you have horses, or was that in the past?
No, I do have, always had horses, and yes, I do have horses. I have a small equestrian property, and I bought it here for investment, Barbara, and I always said that this place, once I get it fixed up, would attract the right man. And it did, and then I married him.
It did.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I rode horses many years, and you know what? That is such a great thing to do, Vanessa, because you have to see as an individual, what do I love? What do I want to be around? That's the beginning of your manifestation, and you did it till the end. Wow, that is a cool story.
Yeah, I've always had horses, and I used to show over jumps, and I used to show dressage. And dressage, golly, that is the best exercise for horse and rider. I just really love to do dressage, although I'm not a great competitor in it. But it's very interesting, the equitations and the showing, you know, when you show horses. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous.
We're nice people.
Well,
gorgeous. I love that. We'll do horse talk later. I'm sure we have a lot, because I've got my share of horse talk. But I'm sure we have a long line of people waiting to talk to Vanessa, right, Johnny?
We sure do. Okay. All right. Our first caller is 775.
775. You're our lucky first caller. You're live with psychic medium Vanessa Orr, MBA. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California, and I just wanted to give you all an update. I had called regarding it was my back since January, and I was applying for, you know, to get approved for ADA, and the young lady had said she never received it. Anyway, the update is, bottom line, I did my appeal, and I got Joshua, and he was an angel. He disagreed. He said I sent over 300 documents, and he forwarded the information back to the same caseworker, and she called me today, and she said, well, only because Joshua said that he feels that this was valid, she was going to go ahead and approve me through the last day of March. And I said, well, thank you. But I also sent over information from my doctor stating from March 31st through May the 7th, I need to stay off because it's really an ADA request, and that if I'm not approved, I'll be considered disabled through May the 7th. And she said to send it to her. So I'm thinking positive that she's going to approve me through May the 7th. And I told her there's going to be more extensions most likely per my doctor, because I'm just not well enough to return to work yet. So Vanessa, do you feel that I'll be approved through May the 7th and then continue to be approved as my doctor puts documents in the computer?
Yes, I tested as you were talking. Yes.
Okay. Thank God. And
you sound so much better. I have a question. Did you clear your bed?
I was pretty stressed. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
did you clear your bed?
I'm coming from a place of strength now at this point.
Yeah.
And
you sound like it.
I'm hoping that my doctor continues to approve me off through the end of the year, maybe even early January, just to be safe. Do you think that she will do that?
I'm seeing that October might be a hang-up for you. I will tell you that, in general, November has been looking really awesome in all of the general readings that I've been doing. But October is a hang-up for you, Wendy, so heads up. I've got a question for you. Clear your bed.
Yeah, I did, and I will do it again.
oh, you're okay. It's okay. I think you did a lot of good work. You're showing me the number 33. Maybe just speak healing to your bed, because I as we saw earlier, you're always in that room. Not always, but because I see that you do try to get out. And I keep talking about, they keep talking to me about tea, that you make a tea or something. But it's a special accord that you continue with this tea. I can't really explain anything, but they're showing me that. And just speak.
What are they showing you?
They're showing me this tea. Are you drinking some kind of special tea?
No.
No tea at all.
Yes.
I don't know. This is significant to the reading, I guess. I mean, every reading's different. There's some kind of tea. Actually, they're showing me the word turmeric. I'm just going to tell you that I am not a tea drinker. I don't know how this came up, but just take it. You know, if you've got a piece of paper there, just write it down, Wendy, because I'm really glad you called back in. The bed is significant. Please speak words of healing over your bed. The bed's pretty, it always comes up in a reading when you call in. October is a hang up, as we discussed. November is much better for everyone throughout the country. If I could say the world, I get a yes on that. But November is very significant for all of us. You will get cleared through October. And I really don't see any issues prior to October. October 7th.
And my I'm actually having a telephonic trustee meeting with my attorney and the trustee for Chapter 7 bankruptcy this Friday. I think it's around 9 a.m. So my attorney feels it's pretty much a slam dunk. But will that go well?
I heard the word glide. So on Friday, glide. It will be that easy. You know what, Wendy, finish the reading with us here on Life, Laughter, and Happiness, and with Barbara and Jonathan. Will you take a moment and look up the word glide? It's obvious what it is, but the synonyms will really set your heart at ease about Friday. And I just got confirmation on that.
Okay.
You just sound so much better, Wendy.
Yeah, I kind of told myself that I should live my life from a place of peace and strength instead of being afraid. And
That's smart.
So that's what I'm doing. And when do you start me? When do you see me starting my Social Security? Would that be in October? Or would it be January?
Let me check. Hold on a second. Let me do a real quick dive. Is it 2020 or 2021? Hold on a sec. Is it in January, February? Looks like March.
Okay. Hello? Well, then to me, what that means is I'll be able to, hopefully I'll be able to keep my job and then start my retirement in March, because you get your first check the following month. I mean, start my retirement in February, and then I would get my first check in March, because I'd be retiring in February, if that makes sense.
Yes. And the whole time, the first half of this reading, your boss came forward and she needs you. She says, apparently, this is a woman. Is that right? I think we've talked about that. Yes?
Who came forward?
Your boss.
Oh, yes. Her name is Darla. I love her.
Yeah, she depends on you. I know that's no surprise, but she depends on you. So you the word favor comes up, and she says she needs you. She says she can depend on you. And she also kind of leans on you a little bit, if that makes any sense. So can I tell you something? Pursuant to after 2 weeks ago when you were on the show, and I did work here after the show for you, and then I continued to do work every day. And it's just a little thing I do here for everyone. So
you did
the hard work, you know, you did that. But clearly,
thank you. Well, appreciate all of you. I love all three of you. And I thought about you after the show, because I knew you promised to do some extra things, and I'm so appreciative. And will I be working from home after October? Or?
Yes, you will be working from home. Actually, I've never seen you really going into an office, but I did hear the word tap in. So that looks like phone calls.
So I'll be working from home.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting that you're asking me that, because I did see that in this reading. A lot happened in the first half of this reading. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So I'm home free throughout October, and in November I'll be working from home. And then sounds like I'll be retiring in February, getting my first check from Social Security in March.
Right, right. That's what I've got tonight. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Plus, she got a good person on the phone, Joshua. So he was helpful to you, Wendy, Joshua.
Oh, he was an angel. And he also told me, he said, Wendy, I want you to keep my extension. If you need anything, I want you to call me. And God, what happened? I almost forgot. To me, this is a revelation. Because a lot of people are working from home. And I was speaking to Joshua, and we had a good rapport. And then a dog started to bark. And I said, oh, who is that, your best friend? And he said, well, yes. He said he was working from home, and her name is Raina. And then I got chills, because my beloved brother in heaven, he loved a woman by the name of Raina. And she's in heaven, too. And I took that as a sign.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's true.
Wow.
That's very interesting because our deceased loved ones are working so hard for us to connect us with everything we need on this side. That's why we shouldn't worry. We can always get connected with what we need and with whom we need, because they are working for us all the time on the other side.
Wow,
well,
I love that, Vanessa. How do we connect? Because you were telling me that as well, and I think I'm doing the right thing by just saying their name, saying hi, I feel that you are here with me, and please, I accept what you want to give me. And what else is? Are there any other techniques that we could use to connect with these people? Okay.
Yes, I love that, Barbara. You're so smart to ask that. If you put them on assignment, it's as if Wendy were to give an assignment to Raina to help her. So. Because it's a connection here on Earth, and Raina would do that for Wendy, and Raina probably did do that for Wendy. Actually, I get a yes. I didn't want to be so obvious, but I test everything as we go along in reading. So yes.
Makes
Barbara.
A lot of
and,
sense. I mean, she heard the dog bark, and that was the name. Yep. I mean, she's working through the dog barking.
This is
amazing.
I'm
going
to say this, because Barbara is a testament, as is Jonathan, but as are you, Wendy, is that when you walk in the realm of energy reading, psychic, because we're all psychic, we're all energy, your skills and your gifts start to accelerate and improve. And Barbara, I listened to her, and she picks up on things sometimes before I do. I kind of learn, I can take a page out of Barbara's book. And Jonathan has a way of illustrating things that I don't do so well. So what Barbara and Jonathan and you are doing, Wendy, are walking in stratas of energy and picking up on the cues that are in the energetic fields. In other words, your psychic capacities are improving. And Wendy, absolutely. And Wendy, in the last 2 weeks, look how you've turned your boat around, because we had a very different Wendy on the phone 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, coming from a place of strength at this point. And I do meditation all the time without even thinking about it. And the instant he said his dog's name was Raina, I knew that my beloved brother, David, and maybe even Raina on the other side, that was a direct signal. And I even shared that with Joshua another day. And he and I have a strong connection. I actually told Josh that I love him. That's just Wendy talking about my nature. And I shared with him how special my brother is in heaven, and that it, he touched my heart. And I also shared a quick story about how years ago I waited in a long line to meet the famous artist Thomas Kincaid. And when I got to the head of the line, Mr. Kincaid looked in my eyes. He took my hands in his, and he said, "Wendy, always remember, the most important thing is love." And he was speaking my language, and I believe that to this day. So I believe, yes.
Well, it's like we're a team. We're a team. We're all working together, Wendy. But so thank you for calling back and updating us, and we appreciate you calling as usual, always. So that's wonderful.
Well, God bless all three of you, and I'm sending all three of you my love. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. But isn't it true when, I mean, isn't it true, Vanessa, that we are all working together when we are doing this? Yes.
Yes.
I like
yes.
it. It's and unity. I love how you allow Johnny and I. Vanessa, you allow Johnny and I to be really a part of it, which is so much more fun.
I can't do this without you all. It makes this time rewarding, not just for us, but for people who call in. When I think about the show, Life, Laughter, and Happiness, and I said last year that the show was going to grow it very strongly and quickly, it's because of you two. You have the right path, the right vibration, definitely, so that people are attracted.
And together. We're great sounding boards with each other, Johnny and I.
Yeah. It's a vibration.
All right.
Thank you.
Our next caller is area code 310.
310. My neck of the woods. You're on live with Vanessa Orr, MBA, psychic medium. Welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. You're on with Vanessa Orr.
Hello. So it's nice to, hi there. It's nice to meet you. So I had a question. I'm an actress, and I'm currently on my very first TV series that I've ever been on. And it just finished season one before the COVID. And it was, you know, it just started as a small series, and now they're working towards, it looks like it's up for some awards. Like I wasn't nominated, but potentially the full one for the Emmys and stuff. And I'm looking at, like, you know, they're probably going to be season two, hopefully. And I'm like, well, when COVID ends, am I going to be in season two? Like, hopefully, is this going to happen? Am I going to have, you know, is that abundance going to come towards me? Am I going to have a job? I'm nervous because I work so hard.
Don't
I am.
Be. Yes. You know what? There's two things going on, because all afternoon, I kept being shown this very thing that you're talking about. Oh my gosh, I've got chills telling you. Is which we call confirmation. I've been shown through the whole time you were talking on fire. So you're on fire. You are very wanted. You're in. Don't worry. Season two does happen. Yes, COVID disrupted, but there has been no disruption in the back channels. And everyone's been respectful of honoring everyone's space, but the talk, I don't know what's going on with you. They have, you're on fire with them. So
awesome.
You're in, yes. You have no worries about that. They are showing me two things. They're showing me the number 5, and they're showing me the number 8. I get kind of tangled up about the number 5, but obviously the number 8 is wealth. So, no worries there. And obviously, if you tip it on its side, it's infinity. So you're going to go on, I see season 4.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Five sometimes, I get a little turned around on all my studies sometimes when it comes to the number 5. I don't know why, but I think number 5 is influence or change, but it's not a negative thing in this reading.
But yeah.
If you have an opportunity when you get off the phone, why don't you look up the number 5 in numerology and see what it says. Also, they told me, and this is pretty obvious, is that you're supposed to watch repeating numbers, you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're rather gifted in supernatural and spiritual platforms. Do you consider yourself to be psychic?
I kind of am a little bit. Like, I feel a little bit that way.
Okay.
I've always
felt doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I've always felt a little bit gifted towards that.
It looks like definitely. Is it on the father's side or on? It looks like on your mom's side. I got a question. Do you have a sister?
I do.
Is she psychically inclined? Because she's really strong here.
I'm not. Well, if she does, she would deny it.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's all right. It was just a little something that they tossed my way. But you came up this afternoon here at my house. Yes, it was you.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
You're not guarded about it, are you?
They told me that. And sorry?
You're not guarded about anything, are you?
Guarded?
Guarded? Well, worried?
I'm always, that's just my natural self. I'm always worried.
Oh, really? See, I'm glad that I inquired. So when you finish with me, I'm not going to ask your name. I'm not because what I'm going to do is banish worry because you are investing your time and your energy in worry and it's detracting from your intuition. They are telling me to tell you to pay attention to your gut. I mean, literally your gut. That's where our soul sits. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where your soul is sitting. And one last question. Did you go through a traumatic experience that really caused you a lot of, grief?
Yeah.
A loss. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to clear that. Forgive me. Was that a loss of a male?
But no, it wasn't that.
It was not that. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, I'll clear the loss. Maybe they'll show me more once I get into the reading later. When I take that off of you, just know something. Is that that's blocking your soul. Grief. Yeah, if we don't manage grief, we can't be awesome. And you're awesome. That's why you're going to go through season 2 and 3 and 4. And that's why they're saying that you're on fire. But the guardedness, the worry, I'm going to do work here after the show for you.
Thank you.
They also told me to tell you one last thing. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Are you a ballerina dancer?
I was.
They told me to tell you to do that. You're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so beautiful,
like,
they said.
It's an expression. You know what I feel from you is that you love acting and you love dancing, and that lets you come out of your shell. And that's when you're really, truly feeling alive, when you have that adrenaline pumping through you. So then Vanessa, right, why wouldn't they want her back? Because I love it when I see the actresses that they just don't want to be famous. That's not the important thing. They love the craft.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And I feel like she loves her craft.
She does.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's Barbara, this beautiful soul on the phone, She's a good business person, and she's very logical and reasonable. Is that so about you? You can tell us.
Yeah.
Yes, run with it, because it serves you so well. I love someone that's got that panache and spirit, but is also an accountant.
Yeah.
And you've got it. And that worry and that guardedness and that grief, it's all sitting in your stomach, and that's blocking your soul. So I'm going to do the work, and I'm going to call back your soul. Sometimes the soul gets a little afraid. That's what we call, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we all go through that. And The soul will break off and go hide so that you can continue with your life. And it's time for it to come back. You're awesome. If you're going to have, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you. And this makes me feel so much better because, like, I was going through a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So.
No.
Wow.
It's all
thank
fantastic.
You for coming.
And it's my honor.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling and, you know, getting that confirmation. Sometimes people like her, they want it so badly and they deserve it.
Yeah.
That can cultivate that worry, right? And then you hold it in. Like I had that happen and you hold it in your stomach and, you know, before competition or before you go on or something. That's so natural to do. But then you can't let that affect your mind and your soul. So that's a little work to do, right, Vanessa? There's a little
just
work
a little
there,
bit.
But basically the full package is happening. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
And I think the dancing that she does alleviates that. So they kept showing me ballet slippers, and they kept saying she's always on her toes. So I was like, well, is that dancing? And you know, sometimes someone's on her toes.
And she
but
was.
Like her, yeah, she's on the ball. I mean,
she's
when
a
there's
ballerina.
Rehearsal, yes. And when there's rehearsal, she's a professional. So that'll be fun after the show for me to do.
Oh, yeah. And I love that she called in because she just needed that little bit, that little edge, you know, and now she has it. And she said she felt so much better. So that was awesome. Okay, Johnny.
Excellent point.
Like, Johnny is like, okay. I know they're chomping at the bit, but everyone needs this attention, right, Vanessa? And everybody is so important. And you know what? If they don't get on today, if they don't get through today, because we only broadcast for an hour, let's tell them really quickly, our listeners, where they can find you. So it is fullsoulreadings.com, and that is Vanessa's website.
Funny.
And she has a wonderful Instagram where she has amazing posts, and that is Vomba11, V-O-M-B-A-11. So connect with her there and then, you know, carry on and, you know, have a special reading with her and because she can help you. You're welcome, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
And you are
thank
amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Oh,
I always
thank
look
you.
Forward to Mondays because of you and
no,
Johnny.
I look forward to Mondays because of you and Johnny, too. I do. I love
thank
it.
You.
All right, our next caller is area code 780.
780.
Hello.
You're on live with Vanessa Orr MBA. Hi.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. It's Michelle.
You're welcome.
From Canada.
All right.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Thank you. So I'm calling about love. I did something kind of silly a couple weeks ago. I'm 45, so I don't do stuff like this, but I guess the quarantine brought my craziness out. And my coworker, I asked him to introduce me to a man at work, but he hasn't contacted me, although I'm seeing him check out my profile online a lot. So now I'm kind of embarrassed because maybe I shouldn't have done
that. No, you're fine. You're fine. It's him.
Okay.
That's so funny. Do you feel a little bit better knowing it's not you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Why did I do that?
Oh, you know what? I love it because you're so nice. You're very nice. And
nice.
Yes, they're showing me some fun and interesting things, but I'll move on. He's very guarded. And he's guarding himself. So you're picking up that it's you. That's what how do I say this? He would prefer that you would suspect yourself because he doesn't want to expose what his feelings are. He's confused.
Oh, okay.
He's scared. Yeah. I'm asking, did he go through a breakup? I got a yes. When he enters relationships, Michelle. He tosses himself into it without a lifeline.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
This is what we call loving with abandon. But, yep. You know, at least we know he's all in when he does it. So please know that it's not you, that you don't be embarrassed. Actually, they're rather using the word flattery with me. He towards you. So he does have an affinity for you. He's just not going to express it. Can I just say something about quarantine dating? It's been interesting to me because you're not the only one. It's been very, very, I've had a lot of clients contact me about it, and it's a hat trick that I don't think I could do. So I'm enjoying talking to you and to others about it. I think you're very brave and very creative, and, you know, I'm busy looking for my car keys every day. So, yeah, so... So take heart and enjoy this courtship. So are you wondering if you two will meet personally?
Well, I've kind of given up hope on him just because I feel like I just keep hoping for him because ever since I've seen him, but we've never met in person.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just like, okay, I'm waiting for the right one to come along if it's not him, right?
Well, then if that's the case, June is presenting. Late June.
Late June.
Late June. I keep seeing you at a picnic. Does that make sense? Do you have a friend that's going to have a picnic, or do you have a friend that's got – why do I see a really nice lake and a nice lake house and pine trees? Does that make any sense to you?
No, it could, though. I mean, I won't decline any invitations.
Yeah. Well, June's looking very promising. It looks like the end of June. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but yes. I think the whole world is going to take a deep breath in June anyway, but what's presenting for you. One last thing, and my guides will not probably let me sleep tonight if I don't ask, and it's not a big deal, but are you someone that likes to find yourself in the kitchen baking?
Yes and no, I do, but I don't like it because then I'll eat it.
Okay. Well, then I have the right guide. Apparently you've got a guide that really finds that interesting and fun, and he's male.
Oh, okay. But
you might ask this male guide to connect you, and they will, with the right man that you would like to see. There's a little article on my website, and I share it once in a while here on Life, Laughter, and Happiness, and Barbara and Jonathan will probably know what I'm going to say, but it's on my website. My website is Full Soul Readings, and I forget the name of the article every time, Michelle, but it's Getting What You Want, and there's a screenshot on there about what I suggest to do, listing what you want characteristics in a man.
Oh, I've got my list. I've had it for years.
And you wrote it. Did you write it down with your own handwriting?
I did. I typed it and I wrote it handwritten.
Yeah, you're so smart. You're way ahead of me. So get your list out again and show it to heaven and ask your. You have a grandmother that's deceased?
Yes.
She wants to get to work for you.
Aw.
Yeah, we were talking about that, weren't we, Barbara and Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
Is putting our loved ones on assignment, and your grandmother is chomping at the bit for something fantastic to do.
She wants this. She wants this job. So, and you know what?
She does.
I was thinking about all of these people who call in, and love is still their first priority, which is amazing.
Yes.
They all are happy, and they have this churning in their heart, and there's going to be a special place for these people because they will never forget. They're going to be like the love coronavirus, love connection couple, you know? It's going to be going down in history, and they are, and I'm rooting for them.
That's
Michelle,
so sweet.
I'm rooting for you that you're going to be one of these And it's going to be like hashtag coronavirus love connection couple.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
long.
That.
But I mean, really. And it's like Priscilla, my daughter, I said, you're never going to be forgotten. You're going to be the kid that didn't have to go to school that year because of the coronavirus. I mean, there's certain things. It's like getting engaged, married, the students, things like that in life are going to stand out because of this. So I feel like she's going to shine.
Yeah, she is.
Woohoo! I will take it. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Oh, you're
all
welcome.
That was awesome, Vanessa.
That was a great call. Thanks for helping me there too. Michelle's such a nice person.
It's so fun. And she said she's 45. She wanted to make a point to tell us her age. And that, the sound in her voice was so uplifting and so positive.
Yes,
like you could see the smile. And that's what I was talking about last show. Remember about when you call somebody and it's so serious and you're already down. If you actually force yourself to smile, you start to feel it. And so, but she doesn't have to. I mean, it's already there. Yeah. So that hard part is done. So these people who are looking for love, they're not down. And Johnny, do you remember before the coronavirus, they'd call and they're like, do you think I'm going to find the one? You know, they'd be so downtrodden. And all of the ones that we've gotten since, it's like they're having fun. Okay, they're like, this is my time. I have time off work. I have my computer. I'm going to get on this site, this dating site, and I'm going to go for it. I feel it. They're doing it.
Yeah. And people are doing that. It's amazing to me. I've learned a lot through my clients and from people contacting me on Instagram. It's been amazing to me. And
really? So a lot of people are calling about love.
Yeah.
They're calling you about love a lot. You've noticed differently? Wow.
Yeah. That love doesn't stop, just like you said. You really said it well. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
All right.
That's awesome.
Well, our next caller is area code 2303. You're on the air.
Hello. 2303. I've never heard of that area code, but whoever you are, wherever you're from, welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Medium Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Hi, it's Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pat,
awesome.
Hi, everybody. I've been having a hard time, but I think it might be partly the stars, the planets. I'm not sure, but I've got two things I'd like to ask about myself and maybe my dog. And then if you have a moment, if you could finish up the reading about my sister and her accident. Because it was intriguing that you said she was in a transformational shift, but she really couldn't try and figure out, you know, where that was going to take her.
The car accident.
Yeah.
The car accident. Well, then we'll start there real quick, Pat.
Okay.
That was, I don't remember the last reading other than it was a car accident. And I also, and it represents again that intersection is, has had numerous accidents there. And my theory, one of my principles actually in my practice is this, is that there's no such thing as an accident.
Yeah.
No such thing as a coincidence, yes. And it actually saved her life because she was in the cardiac area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, for 30 years, as I recall. And she needed to not be at the hospital. But, you know, your sister, and when you asked me to finish the reading about your sister, we don't have a whole lot of time per call, I got a question. What specifically did you want me to pinpoint about this situation with your sister?
Well,
because
you know,
your sister's quietly happy not being at work.
She is?
Yeah. I don't know what she told you, but here's what I'm shown. she's answering questions at work, at home. So she's not completely, you know, on her back. Your sister just can't be, she's not someone that can be quashed. You know, she's very energetic. And she's very smart. And so she's answering questions, and she keeps showing me the word leads, L-E-A-D-S. So she's not, you can't really get this woman down.
She's at the hospital answering, calls, just like you said.
Okay. Well, then it looks like she's at home also answering calls. She just never stops. She's what we call the Energizer Bunny. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, what's the question about your dog?
Well, she feels guilty that she's not there, and I don't know. It saved her life because she would have gotten the virus. Is that what you're saying?
No. Would she have been exposed?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the same thing, yes. But your sister, it's just interesting to me because you're worried that, are you telling me that she's back at the hospital, Pat, working?
Am I concerned? No, I'm glad she's in the call center and not on the floor.
Okay,
and,
all right, yeah.
I mean, I'm just sort of asking for her because she just didn't really understand if she went through a major transformational shift, what was the shift to, you know? She doesn't understand.
She's being protected. Listen, your sister has a lot of energy. And I'm not really finding a whole lot more to add to this reading since the previous reading. But Pat, hold your horses. Hold on. She's protected because she's someone that will do 200%. If we ask your sister, and stop me because I don't want to go off off in the weeds here. She is someone that if you ask her to give 50%, she'll give 100%. She gives 200%. She overworks. This is keeping her. Yeah, this is keeping her safe, and she's so good with information and data. She has a very good mind. So she's answering a lot of things off the top of her head where leads came from. I think maybe I need to do a word search on leads. But they just told me to tell you, and I didn't see this. They said, tell Pat not to worry so much. Those are your guides saying that.
Okay, thank you.
You seem so worrisome tonight versus 2 weeks ago.
I am. I'm kind of worse. You know, I've been trying for over a year or 2 years or my whole life to stop waking up with anxiety because that takes away hours of every day. And I've also been struggling to get this commission painting going for almost 2 years. And literally it's every day I start again and again and again and again. And I'm just, can you give
Pat,
me insight into this or help me?
Pat. Number
well,
one,
do you, does she? Okay, Pat, do you trust yourself ever? Do you ever say, hey, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm going to actually ask myself. I'm going to trust myself, my gut intuition. Or do you always say, I got to call somebody and ask them? I mean, there has to come a point where you actually do believe in yourself and use the teachings that you're given to get there.
Well, I feel like I do, and every day I'm implementing things. But when you wake up with this physical anxiety and it affects your mind and it takes, you know, sometimes hours to finally get back to peace so you can begin your day, it's often 4 or 5 in the day. And day after day after day,
well,
it's frustrating.
Pat?
Yeah.
It's interesting because even if it is at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, that's when you're supposed to start that work. It's okay to wait until 4 or 5 to start that work. I'm actually shown that this work wants to come out. There's two things that we need to do. One, after the show, I'm going to clear you along with another beautiful little soul that called in earlier. I'm going to clear the anxiety because it's 2 weeks ago, we had a happier, more in control patch, and something mm-hmm. has accessed you and created this distraught. This you shouldn't be distraught, Pat. This is we're gonna X that out. Here's an X thing: is that tomorrow morning when you get up, here's your assignment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Pat, when you get up, I want you to get a sheet of paper. And I do this all day long, and I always do it before Life, Laughter, and Happiness with Barbara and Jonathan. And I write down the success of the show. You're going to write down the success of doing your art that you've been commissioned to do. And it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm also going to clear... I'm going to check into your soul and clear it, because you need to do this piece of art from your soul, which don't worry about that part. Don't get worried about that. I'll handle that part. Tomorrow morning is going to be a completely different day, because you're going to write down in a one sentence, today is a complete success. I do my commissioned art with 100% accuracy now. You're going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Tonight, you get a great sleep, okay? Because now, especially when I finish the show with Life, Laughter, and Happiness and Barbara and Jonathan, I'll go into my office and I'll do the work, and you're going to feel it slide off your gut, because it's just sitting there right in your gut and right at, you know, on your chest. That's not good.
What's
you're a good
on my
person,
chest?
Pat. All the anxiety.
Yeah. You know, this started at age 4 or 5.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to clear it again.
Okay.
Don't call it back anymore. Say, those days are over.
Okay. Okay. I really am eager to go. Every day I am. So thank you for that help.
You're welcome, Pat.
I really do. And last
That's
night,
great.
I did a little last night, and I thought, I really want this to, I want this to be different. I want this to come more from me than, you know, what I've done in the past. So,
Pat,
I mean,
you know what I do? You know, when I sit down to do these shows or any reading, a private reading, anything, I say, I call in 100%. You don't have to do it like me. I call in 100% divine light, guides, and angels from all lifetimes to help me now. And you know what comes? It's like call on is Monet.
Uh-huh.
You can call on. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know you know art history really well. You call on the masters.
Yep.
Yes.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
Powerful.
I'm gonna ask my expert here, Barbara. Do you have any chills?
Just then.
Not yet.
My clavicle. My clavicle. Just
right
while you were saying that, it was a warming. It was a different chill. It was a warming chill through
the
clavicle area. So
that's chronic
upper.
Confirmation. Yes. Yep. Yes. That's chronic confirmation.
And you know what? Who's to say that the early bird gets the worm anymore? You know what? Get up when you get up.
Yeah.
Have your coffee.
Yep.
Watch your favorite show. Do your stretches. That's your luxury right now. That's the luxury that I've created for myself for many years now. But now, due to the coronavirus, people aren't having to go anywhere and stay home. They're doing a good thing. And they can do whatever. Your schedule could... You know, I totally related when Vanessa said, maybe you're not revved up till noon or 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's me. I know that about myself. Accept it about yourself. That is fine. But you're putting the guilt trip on yourself from the minute you get up, like, I'm not doing anything. Well, you're not revved up. That's fine.
No. Exactly.
Then when you're revved up, then do it and go for it. And now you're saying no.
Exactly.
So I guess I didn't hit the nail on her head, but I'm hitting the nail on a lot of people's heads.
Yep. True. It's true.
It's, you know, it is the anxiety and, you know, trying to wade through it to get going. you know, otherwise I'd be in, I would be in bed all day, you know, giving into the anxiety. So I get up when I can and I do what I can and I get out as soon as I can. And it can take hours. And sometimes I'm home at 5 or 6. I feel so good. There's no more anxiety. I feed my dog. I feed myself. And then I fall asleep.
Well, that's okay. But Pat, we are going to have you continue your psychic counseling with Vanessa. Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. So
phenomenal.
You keep doing that. But then also she needs you to do your work.
I
to
do.
Yourself as okay,
I
good.
Do.
So
I
continue
do.
That, and we value you as, in our community, our Life Laughter Happiness community. We value you. Okay,
I value
Pat.
You
and so thank you
yeah.
so thank you and thank you so much for calling.
Thank
so
you
so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You, tomorrow will be great. Apply this to
tomorrow,
and then we'll
yeah.
hear from you soon. All
yeah.
right, Johnny. Do you have the next
yes.
caller?
Yes. Okay, let's see. Our next caller is going to be 212 area code.
212, you're on live on Life, Laughter, Happiness with psychic medium Vanessa Orr. Welcome to the show.
Hi. This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from New York City.
Okay.
And hi, Vanessa. How are you doing?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi. So I wonder if I could just get some important messages from Spirit. If not, I'll ask to see if you can tune into a guide of mine.
All right. I surmise that you've been thinking about this today.
About what?
You've been thinking about this connection today.
Oh, this show to connect with you? Yeah, yeah, off and on.
Well,
yeah, I have. No, I have.
What I meant
yeah.
was, does this involve a female that you want to connect with on the other side?
No, I mean, I could.
Oh.
You know, I do have some relatives that are females, but I was thinking actually of a Native American grandfather I have. He's on my father's side, but, and he's also one of my guides. And I haven't been in contact with him lately because I think I'm in a cycle of kind of just laying low a bit before the next cycle comes up. So that's who I was kind of thinking
the
of.
Native, okay, Bryn, the Native American, can I just say that right now I don't want to connect with him.
Okay.
Is he a rather imposing guide for you? He comes across as quite large and imposing.
No, I never witnessed him
okay.
in that at all. Like
well, I'm just not hitting all the bells and whistles here right now. But
this female
presents, but she looks as though she's presenting from the 1800s. She's actually kind of pointing to 1830. So this is an ancestor. Have
yeah,
you ever
okay.
done any past life? Have you ever done any past life regression work?
I've thought of it because I see some of those things in my. You know, in the present, I've been affected by past lives, so
yes.
I thought of it, yeah.
Yes, that's correct. She's showing me her hands, and so give me a second, because
sure.
when it comes to connecting with on the other side, it just takes a little bit of a jump start. So
yeah.
let's see.
It's all right.
So give me just a second, Bryn. Okay,
no,
down to the molecular cellular level, show me how many generations back. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm picking up 19 to 20 generations back. So
wow.
that might be about right. This woman keeps showing me her hands. She's quite thin. She wears a long white apron and a long brown dress. She's quite thin. She keeps talking about mining. As in, you know, I guess panning for gold. Got a question. I don't think you're really going to know the answer to it, but California comes up. So you must have descendants who followed the trail to California.
Okay,
I'm just
on my father's side, his brothers have, who have passed on, though, have had children in San Francisco and California, that area. So it's on my dad's side then.
Okay. She's talking about working with the hands. And, I mean, she just shows me a lot of dirt and, mountains. And so, of course, again, I don't want to be repetitive, but mining keeps coming up. She says, we're not just here for our health, you know. She is very strong. I would want to touch base with her as opposed to this Native American of whom you speak. She is very stalwart, and I would want to mess with her. She'd be my kind of woman that I would choose as stout, hearty DNA. And so you need to take a lesson from this woman. Listen, we were talking earlier about connecting with people on the other side who are our descendants, and you need to connect with her. Yeah. If I get a name, I'll share it with you. Right now I've got Bethany, but my gosh, she doesn't look like a Bethany to me. She's tough. And so this is in your lineage. This is in your DNA.
What would be the meaning of me connecting with her?
She's a great person to connect with on the other side for things that you need.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you something. She's very okay, I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to tell you. You need bravery. Does that make sense? Yes.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
We were talking earlier about this, Barbara and Jonathan and I. When you need something, people are like, oh, I need X, or I need Y, or I need Z, or I want to talk to my loved ones. You don't need me to do it. They are right there, and this woman is right here, and she's very strong. Ask her to impart bravery and courage to you.
Okay.
She is someone that, it's infused in your DNA. Our descendants who they've been through a lot of battles. Look at the history of this nation alone.
Sure,
look at the history of other nations. Yeah. And she is here, and I really would want that in my DNA. You would do well to ask her for help. I got a question for you now. What is going on with you, Bryn? What's going on with you? Do you have an issue right now? Is this health?
Well, yeah, I've had some health issues. Like I have a hernia that has gotten better. I do some running. I do running. My breathing could improve, I guess.
Yeah, I was picking up on that. Only from the vibration of your voice. Usually lung issues are like, I can't take a deep enough breath, or I don't deserve to live, you know, strongly enough or well enough. You need to connect with this. You know, I do a lot of readings, and I love to do past life regression. And honestly, I don't go out speaking to do a past life regression reading. But my goodness, when it presents, and you gave me an opportunity that you wanted to connect with the other side, but I didn't really like this gentleman with whom you wanted to affiliate. He just showed up as blank, and I don't think he wanted to present himself to me. Yeah.
That's
sometimes
that
happens.
Yeah,
She does. But she does. So anything you need, I would connect with her. And listen, Brent, all you do, and they're telling me to tell you to sit. Do you have a table in your kitchen? They keep talking about that you feel comfortable sitting in your kitchen and doing work.
No,
does that make sense?
The kitchen is very small. There's no table in there.
God. Okay. Well, sit somewhere in your property and just get quiet. It's only going to take 2 minutes and connect with her. Yeah. And ask her to show you. Yeah, ask her to do one thing for you that you want.
You mean in terms of a quality or a thing in life?
Whatever you need, and she will provide. I mean, it sounds to me that you know what I'm talking about because you asked to connect with your guide, who's the Native American.
Right.
So if you're connecting with him, which I'm sure he's helpful, I would say, hey, hold that thought. Connect with her.
Okay.
She's, yeah.
Was she American? Was she American?
Yeah.
Was she American?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she was. She travailed hardships. And like I said, I wouldn't, yeah, I'd want her on my team is what I would want. You know, the
so
thing
I'll just,
is
right
that,
now, I'll just call her the relative from the 1800s since I don't know her name.
You know, what's interesting, Bryn, I was telling Jonathan about this, is that it always, always amazes me how I'll do reading, but then I can find that data with a simple online search. I'm kind of good at research anyway, but,
yeah.
You know, the internet just kind of brings libraries right to our fingertips. And I am not kidding you. I have been able to prove to myself through data online, like reading research papers. I like to read research papers online or, you know, reading historical accounts. It will corroborate the readings.
Right. Well, that's great.
This woman is amazing. And she's in your DNA. Also, one last thing I'm going
to
do for you is I'm really worried about your lungs.
Okay.
So when I finish the readings on the show with Life, Laughter, and Happiness, I will go and clear your lungs, my friend.
Well, thank you.
You can take a deep breath. It's okay.
Well, I do running. I mean, I run.
I heard you.
So
I heard somebody
you, just took a deep breath, but then he was talking. I mean, who was that? That was interesting.
You know, Bryn, I think you've trained yourself how to breathe. But here, I'm going to tell you one last thing. When you get off the line with Jonathan and Barbara and me, sit in your chair that's not in the kitchen and consciously breathe all the way down to your toes. I know why they're telling me to tell you that, but the whole time you've been on the phone with me, I've been struggling breathing, and I know that probably sets crosswise with you, but
no,
yeah,
okay.
And also, they told me to invite you to call back in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah,
all right.
That'll be great.
All right,
yeah, I think
you,
so. He needs to call back in.
Yes,
thank you, Bryn.
Thank you, Bryn. That was a very interesting caller.
Yeah, it was.
And I know we've heard
was.
From him before, haven't we, Johnny?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have.
Mm-hmm. Definitely recognize his voice, maybe 2 times. So, but while you were doing that reading, I was thinking of something. I mean, I don't mean to have my mind wander, but sometimes it clicks and it ignites something, and I'm telling you, I feel like I found a new passion. I always had these dreams, and I always wondered why. Why am I having these dreams of me being in prison, and I don't have my nice blanket and my special pillow, and I can't have my peace with nobody around me, and my shower, and my hot. And I always would think, wow, what would it be like without that? And I have these dreams and these thoughts all the time. I started to watch these shows on Netflix and YouTube about people who are falsely accused. And they are incarcerated for many, many years, and they're being let out, and there's so many thousands. And I realized this is my passion. I was so engaged with this, and I couldn't get enough for all weekend long. In 3-4 days now, I've been watching and reading everything I can find on the subject. When you said, Vanessa, during his reading about how you research a lot, and it clicked. And that is what I've been researching, so much of this. And I'm going to get, and I reached out to one of these wonderful, and I will post all of this, and I've been posting it on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook, links to these shows. I want to have one of these people who are getting these people new trials with a 3-judge, no jury, and seeing this evidence that has been withheld.
I actually
want one of those people on the show.
Your uncle.
Oh, yes. And I even we interviewed my uncle, who is a professor, a retired professor from Gonzaga University in Washington State. And he has been working with an inmate for 40 years. And that's a different story. That is how these inmates can be rehabilitated. And he's trying to get him out. But this is a whole nother thing. This is people who were wrongly convicted. These are innocent people that are in prison for 40 years, 20, 17, whatever, five. I think it is just, it's a flawed system. So I want to bring awareness to this. I am passionate about this cause. I found this out recently because I looked in deep what Vanessa was trying to talk to Bryn about. Well, these things are just so broad. We need to figure out, okay, what is it about? And I did, and I really did figure something out, because wouldn't you, if you were haunted by dreams of being in prison, wouldn't you think, well, am I going to end up in prison? I mean, I was asking myself that question. I would even tell my daughter, I'm having these dreams, and it's been years. And then I figured this out during the coronavirus, where I had time to start researching, time for myself, time to just say, I have no guilt for just doing what I want to do. And this is a wonderful time, I think.
Yes. During this coronavirus lockdown, it's a time of creation and entrepreneurship. So if people have those ideas to take time to study and find out, you know, what's bothering them, for example, to open up those subjects that they never had time to, and open up new business ideas. All the readings I've done point to that. So it's a kind of like the golden age of enlightenment. It's this new golden age of information. You know, we're equipping ourselves with information. We're also equipping ourselves being walking in unity. That's what's going to control this coronavirus, is unity and love. And I wouldn't have thought that love would be a key, but for example, the love that you have for solving these, these are largely unforgivable iniquities against people who are innocent. That does happen. And oftentimes it's people that have to meet a certain analytic in law, as in law enforcement. And I probably shouldn't say too much about it because I'm not an expert and I would be taking this down a primrose path. But what you're doing is opening doors to truth, Barbara. And that's really what we are right now, is walking in truth. We've got to walk in truth. Truth.
But it can be scary too, right, Vanessa? Yes, it can be scary because you're treading in waters that are dangerous. I mean, this goes into police and authority.
Yes.
And I mean,
I've been there.
You have to be careful.
I've been in that situation, and it does, yes, I know what you're saying. It can bite you. But that's what truth is. And if you have truth,
that's right.
And look what we do. We do these readings for the soul to call in, to give them truth and equip them with confirmation, which is exactly what the dark side doesn't want.
Exactly.
You're on the right track, Barbara.
I mean, working with Johnny and having hearing all of these stories like nonstop, I'm hearing the paranormal, and I'm hearing want, and I'm hearing yay and hope and all of this. For me to have worked on this show for so long and to not get inspired in some fashion, who would I be?
Well, it's the time to do it. The internet. The internet is serendipitous to all of us because it brings data straight to our fingertips. I mean, it removes the obstacles. And people go,
I love
that
when
say,
you said
oh,
that
internet.
About how it is right there and it's easy. I find myself all day long saying, okay, look it up. And my daughter and I are talking about things, look it up, look it up. And we do, and we get the answers. I mean, how easy is that? I just downloaded 3 books regarding the subject I am now researching for on Audible. Yes, I'm not sitting down and actually my eyes are reading it, which I think is actually the best way to get, you know, have it in you. But we do what we can do while we're doing our housework.
Different.
And we're still researching. We're learning.
Yes, everyone's different when it comes to learning. Some people learn with auditory sense, others with vision. It doesn't matter. And that's why right now the playing field is leveled. Education is being leveled. So if you earn an online degree, it's the equivalent of going to a brick and mortar. I mean, they've been banking online for how long? How is that different from brick and mortar? It's better online. It's safer.
Yes.
So,
and I noticed that when you're reading people, when you do read people, you appease to every single part of them, but more to what you're feeling as a psychic. Like you say, okay, to this person, I want you to write this down. I want you to say it right now. Like, you know,
yeah.
Okay, this is how that person learns. I really recognize this in you, Vanessa. You go like even another level in deeper that you know how this person, by talking to them for a few seconds, learns. It is quite amazing what we're witnessing
here. Well, thank you.
Here.
Well, thank you.
So,
yes.
Well, I was just going to say, would you like to take maybe one more caller?
I'd be honored.
Well, okay. Thank you. Well, I didn't mean to answer for you, but after she finishes her thought and her point in 5 seconds, caller, can you wait 5 seconds?
I don't remember what I was going to say, but we're on the right track.
I know.
Okay.
But it's been a great show, right?
Yeah, I have. It's been some rocking.
It's awesome.
Right.
So we're doing a lot of great stuff, and it's amazing. Okay, so who's the lucky last caller? Johnny?
Area code 347, you're on the air.
347, you're on the air with Vanessa Orr, MBA. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Hello?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Tamika.
Hey, Tamika, going on?
Hi. Well, I wanted to know if you guys could please talk to me about my current job and moving and love. If you see me staying at my current job or leaving, and I would really like to move. I don't know if you see that happening anytime soon, and if you see anything with love life.
Okay. Well, hold on a second, because I did get the first part about the job, but will you forgive me, Tamika? I missed that second part.
Oh, I really want to move, like, pretty soon. I'm going to be alone here with just my mom and my stepfather, and my sister's going to be moving out with her husband, so I'm just going to be alone. And period, this neighborhood, I just feel like I need to move. And I don't know.
You're already grieving before your sister leaves, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Okay, so about the job, you're going to get a different job. So that job not going to be around. Now, can I ask you something? Does that surprise you, Tamika, that job is going away? I get a no.
No, I mean, I was so happy when I got it.
Because you know what I was picking up? I was picking up from you that you were saying shoe fly, you know, like shoe fly, go away to the job. I know. I really like you. You're just such a nice person, and you're so loyal. And yeah, I'm really sad for you. I'm really picking up a lot of grief already, and your sister hasn't even left yet. It's like the balance that you need. Yes?
Yeah.
Are you going to be alone? I get a no.
No, I mean, my mom, and my stepfather, but yeah, they're older and they keep to themselves.
I know.
I don't have anyone in this town, you know?
Tamika, I know. I'm picking up on all of that. Let's see. Because you know what? You are, I really would enjoy talking to you. You're very smart. I know that you probably don't think that about yourself, or at least you push it away, but that's because you're being magnanimous. So are you someone who enjoys humor, comedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I know. I was picking up on that. Honestly, I'm just going to shoot straight because it's the only way I know how to do stuff. Here we go. So I don't see anybody coming. But see, can I tell you what you did here? And we can shift this. We can shift this. Is that you created a soul contract with your mom and your stepdad. And you said that you'd be there no matter what. And don't get sad. I don't want you to get sad about this because here comes another past life regression reading. This came from another lifetime. This is a soul family thing. And you're being very brave about this. And I want you to continue being brave about going through this because you thrive on, say, talking to someone like me. You thrive on being with your sister. And I don't want you to be sad because when we do that, then we keep all the good stuff away. Okay? I don't know who's going to come in because really there's no room for someone else to come in. What can I ask you? I have to defer to you for a moment. What do you want?
I really want to move to like someplace warm and just have my own space with like a cat, like a little studio or an apartment, just my own little someplace, like someplace warm with a cat. And I would really love to be in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, get married and have children.
Yeah, yeah. Kids, man. That's what really makes life interesting, huh, Barbara? So.
I think that Tanika is actually manifesting because,
you
know, she's letting go of the sister. And that is a good surprise. I wasn't ready to hear that, actually. But then I'm thinking, you know what? She's more in tune than I thought. And now she's manifesting her destiny. And she's picturing how she wants it. And now you're going to help her probably get to that point.
Yeah, I am. Because, first of all, the soul contract says that you get the house. So I just want to let you know that that's part of the asset base that you get, okay? So what we need to do, Tamika, is you can't get lonely. And the cat is coming. You know, it's interesting to me because all you have to do is say to universe, I would like a kitty. I know that sounds bizarre, but listen, order in to the universe. Just get ready for it to return to you. It's a return value. It's an investment with the universe. You know, if you want to call universe God or if you want to call universe spirit or source or creator, whatever works. But when you get off the phone with me, I'm giving everybody a lot of assignments tonight. Just say, I want a sign from the universe that a cat or a kitten comes my way. And it'll happen. Now, someone would probably say, when? And I think that that's reasonable. So here we are. We're entering May. So just say that a baby kitten or cat comes my way in the next month. I'm telling you, Barbara had a good point about manifesting what you want. Call it into being. It's a thing. As for the loneliness, right now, can I just address the obvious, is that we're all walking around in COVID, whatever, coronavirus to the 10th power. But even in that scope, I've been saying to coronavirus to calm down and return to its sender. I can't stress enough to you that any depression, I can't let you be depressed. So we're going to send depression back and grieving back to the sender now before it even has an opportunity to jump you. You are such a delight to talk to. And I love talking to someone like you. You're smart and you're wonderful, and you do well in the company of like-minded sorts. Right now, it's a tough call. So I want you to stay in touch with friends, or, you know, call back on the show in a week, because we'll all be here in you know, a week. And Life, Laugh, and Happiness with Jonathan and Barbara here practically every night. But I want you to write down what you want. I got a question. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I just go there just to kind of browse around. I hardly ever, like, post anything.
Well, would you do me a favor and find me on Instagram and direct message me, and I'll just do it tomorrow, okay? And write down.
Bomba 11, is that it?
Yes, that's exactly right, Jonathan. VOMBA11. And direct message me what you want. And you know what? I'm going to work. I'm going to join in with you. We're going to call it in. And put the cat in there, okay? Put the cat in there. Put the studio apartment in there. Because I can tell that you need your own space. Like, you have to go there to think or something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work tonight. You got to work with me too, though. I just want that. I haven't asked anyone else to do this. That no grief can find its way into your heart, and that no depression can find its way into your heart, because you're so amazing and so fantastic. Not that no one isn't, but you've really struck a chord here at my house tonight in Houston that, you know, you called the right show, you called the right time, and I want to help you get through this.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, because you're a great, and, you know, it's less of a reading tonight, and it's more of a cheerleader here tonight for you, Tamika. But I'm going to tell you something. When you put your order in with the universe, it will come back to you. It's amazing. I can't tell you how many times I stand around this house and I say, that's amazing. I say it practically all day long, because I have clients that tell me things, and it surpasses anything I anticipated. It's like knew it was going to happen, the good stuff. But my goodness, it just surpassed anything you anticipated, and that's going to be your story.
I hope so. I mean, I've tried. Like, I've tried in love.
Okay.
I was involved with someone named Frank. And
Tamika,
I still care about him.
But... hold on. Tamika, listen to me real quick. The word try, expunge it from your vocabulary. Those days are over. And I'm looking at the time. It's 8:28. The computer's going to cut us off anymore. And don't say try. Say it will. Okay? Find me on Instagram. And I'm so sorry, but we're at the end of the show, and I don't want to make Jonathan work so hard. But find me
on
Instagram.
Thank you, Tamika. Thank you so much. And, yes, do find Vanessa or MBA on Instagram, Vomba11, VOMBA11, or visit her on her website, soulsoulreadings.com. And if you would like to hear yourself, which is exciting, on this show and find all of our other shows, go to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And while you're there, please subscribe. And also visit us
Thank
on
you.
Ours. Life Laughter, you're welcome. LifeLaughterHappiness.com. Put in your name, your email address. Become a part of our community. Visit us on our Facebook. I'm always, now that I found my new passion, right, you guys?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
posting about that, which is exciting. And I want to hear about their new passions. So please, on our Life Laughter Happiness Facebook, post there and visit us as well on Instagram. Vanessa Orr, she has the most amazing Instagram page, so make sure to follow her there. And us on Twitter, across the board, we want to hear from you guys. We love you, and that was amazing. And thank you, Vanessa, again, for, I mean, I became one of those people that you were talking about, walking around my house with that skip in my step saying, wow, isn't that amazing? I have become that. because of you.
Yes.
So thank
you.
It's
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you for a great show.
You're welcome. And thank you, Johnny. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Good night, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night, Jonathan. Good night, Barbara.